Two things happened yesterday which, when taken together, ought to blow your mind, as we used to say back in the day. First, we learned that both 4th and 8th graders in the Detroit Public Schools recorded the worst math results in the entire history of the National Assessment of Educational Progress Test. That's a highly respected test that's been given nationwide since the 1960s. Essentially, what the test revealed is that the Detroit schools are creating tens of thousands of dysfunctional illiterates every year. This, in a world where only well-educated kids with a set of skills have any hope of prospering in today's high-tech economy. Michael Casterly, executive director of the Washington, D.C.-based Council of Great City Schools, told the Detroit Free Press that the test results were essentially what one would expect by chance alone, as if the kids simply guessed the answers. What these test results should say to Detroit and to Michigan and to all of us is that we have an enormous cancer in the center of our state, one that will, if not treated, destroy us. Do you really believe this state can do well and prosper if it's home to hundreds of thousands of young adults who cannot really read, write, or do simple sums? True, this test measured only the performance of 4th and 8th graders. But there's no reason to think these kids are going to make a miraculous educational recovery in high school. Every statistic we have suggests their scores will get worse and worse. Many of them won't even finish high school. For the few who do, what then? Unemployment among black teenagers in the city is off the charts. They have no hope and no prospects, other perhaps than crime. What kind of scenario for our state's future is that? There are those who, openly or otherwise, would make this about racial inability to succeed. It's not. To quote what the school's emergency financial manager, Robert Bob, said yesterday, there's nothing wrong with these children's minds. There's a lot wrong with the adults that have been educating them. That statement's likely to set off a howl from the teachers' union, but I don't think he was talking just about them. What we often forget is the problem starts at home with the parents or primary caregivers. Mayor Dave Bing once told me his parents weren't educated themselves, but made him sit at the table every night till they saw he had his homework done. Unless and until this society from top to bottom embraces the value of education and realizes it's the single most important thing, we have no hope for a better future and a guarantee of a worse one. Now, here's the other mind-blowing thing that happened yesterday. Even as we got this news of complete educational failure, our legislature gave up on the idea of starting school before Labor Day. We can't afford to hurt the tourism industry, our lawmakers said. Well, that's fine. If, that is, we're prepared to employ for life hundreds of thousands of kids who can't add simple sums and pay them to pick up litter in state parks. We might want to ask ourselves, as a people and as a state, whether we really have our priorities in order. Everything I see suggests that the answer is no.